So here we go again. No, not another snowstorm. Here we go again. Ash Wednesday night, beginning another 6 week long spiritual journey of readying our hearts and our lives to celebrate with the fullness of faith the death and resurrection of Jesus at Holy Week and Easter. Now, I know that a lot of you have been thinking about for the last couple days, what are you going to give up for Lent? Some young people might say it'd be good to give up candy, or maybe just chocolate candy. How about hours on the computer or the iPad or the cell phone? How about those of you who would like to stop smoking during Lent? A little more sophisticated, you might say, you know what, I'm going to cut down on my bad language. I'm going to reduce my impatience. There's lots of things that we could give up for Lent. But tonight I would suggest to you that Lent is about more than giving something up. It's really about taking something on. For example, how about if you take on the daily commitment of just 1 or 2 minutes in the morning when you're on your way to work or to school to consciously pray and say, Lord, I recognize your presence in my life and ask your guidance throughout this day. How about you take on being a daily prayer for Lent? How about you adults? Take on this Lent within the next 6 weeks an outreach and effort to that family member that's been out there on the other side of the fence for a long time. You may not get a response, but can you be an agent of invitation to reconciliation and peace? How about taking on this Lent a specific, concrete commitment of your time and ability in service to others? Perhaps signing up for our April 5th Stewardship Day of Service for one morning. See, Lent is about not just giving up, it's about taking on. Because the ultimate goal of our Lent is not some Catholic dietary model where we can be a little healthier and skinnier when Lent's over. Lent is about becoming more and more, by the grace of God, like Jesus Christ. The difficulty with giving things up is that on Easter morning, when I've given up chocolate candy, I'm going to pig out and eat it all up. If you stop smoking for Lent, then you pick it up right again on the day after Easter. When we give those things up, they end. But when we take on prayerfulness, when we take on reconciliation, when we take on service, we can keep it up the whole year long. They would be marks whether this Lent we have really become more like Christ. So here we go again on the spiritual journey of Lent. Whatever you may have thought about or considered or decided to give up, that's great. But I beg you to take on prayerfulness, or to take on service, or to take on peaceable reconciliation. Because then at Easter, you and I will be, in fact, more like Jesus himself.